we're started.
Hi.
Hello. And welcome to the Cubicorn Games podcast. Lorraine taking charge right off the bat, just throwing shit off the table that people are playing with.
I just wanted to do it one more time.
No deal.
No more dice.
Froze a child.
No more spinning stuff. Mics are on.
This ain't over.
Headphones are up.
Dump
we're doing this.
Here.
My name is Dustin Morbido. We're here at the end of the year. This will probably be the last thing we record till sometime in 2015.
Oh. That's scary.
Nah, it'll be okay. Holidays are up. People have to take breaks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lots of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But there's a million things to talk about. Like, there's news everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling this episode is going to be mostly that. We're going to recap all the video game news or other stuff going on in freaking December for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Joining me are all kinds of cool people. Immediately to my left, the rotation's all weird this week. Phil McGrath is here.
I don't know how I got the first command seat. I murdered Kyle. He's not here today.
Kyle not joining us.
You're the left-hand man.
Transformed into a deer and ran away.
I saw that deer.
He's out making money, getting paid.
It's like a four-point buck. Should have hit it. Brought it home. Had a field stripped it.
Brought it home.
Oh, next up, Doug the Spry is here.
I've been camping this seat all night.
You claimed it early?
Yeah.
This is my spot. This is where I'm going to sit.
It's like those people that go to pick up Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Take that pre-register.
Robert Lupfer is here.
Hi.
How you doing?
I hate Dragon Ball Z, and I love cups.
Duly noted. Let the record show. Next from him, Brian Lupfer is here.
I love Dragon Ball Z, and I hate cups.
That's what I was expecting. I figured as much.
Brian is one of the only cup havers at the table right now, so I don't know if we can
one
take
that. One
of two. His cup did hate him on the way here.
Yeah, you guys.
It spilled coffee all over my ass.
You guys are basically crossfire, like, in a familial way. It's point, counterpoint.
Yes.
finally, Lorraine Ferriullo is here.
Yay.
You're doing it. No one's shocked that your name is that anymore.
Nope.
Everybody's heard it enough times. They're like, oh, that's how it is pronounced.
It.
Good.
It's lost its luster.
I knew it before Dustin even said it.
It's going to change soon enough anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay. You won't need that one anymore.
No. Yeah, get rid of this
basically
shit.
Basically every time.
Never mind that shit.
Because everyone
comes
brought
Mongo.
It up every single time.
Yep. We're here. Honestly, does anyone have anything that they feel like sharing, like, that's happened in the last couple weeks? Because if not, I might just jump into the enormous list of stuff to read off.
I just have one thing I want to tell Phil about Pokemon.
Alright, arguments incoming.
That's good. I have both bikes.
Oh. Okay.
There are two bikes?
Yeah
there's always.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's
you
right.
Get
you're
both
playing,
of them
you're playing
later
the third
on.
Game.
Because you need
I remember
to
now.
Get certain items mm-hmm. to do certain things.
Yeah.
Delta episode is fun.
I haven't gotten there yet, so that's the only thing keeping me going now.
I enjoyed that. I love my base.
I actually don't even... I've got the default one, and I haven't even been in it. That was the whole reason I bought the game, and I haven't even done it.
You gotta
it
do it. You gotta go make a base.
Too wrapped up in my Nuzlocke. Mm-hmm. I've only had one casualty so far.
Hooray.
So it's safe to say that you're all about your base.
Take that, Ross.
Yep.
If somebody didn't know what a Nuzlocke was,
I
that would sound
earlier.
Like a weird thing to say.
Go back and listen to episode 6 if you want to know what... Actually, I don't think I ever explained it.
No,
I told people to Google it.
Yeah,
which we'll do again, because...
Right. If you ever don't know what we're talking about, Google it.
Yeah, typically...
That's a life lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you can just type in the words that we're saying, and you'll
in
find it.
In real time, no less.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yep, it's like 24. These events happen in real time.
Beep. Boop.
Yep.
Beep. That same
boop.
Phone ringing noise that is actually on every office phone for real.
Yep.
This is the BBC.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
I want a DBZ...
Just want to touch base on Pokemon?
Yep.
I could talk about Pokemon for a while, but I won't.
I probably could too, but...
I don't care right now about Pokemon.
You're over
I
it.
I just barely care.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Lorraine right before we started doing this, because I realized a thing like a day or two ago that I should have noticed or known, but it took me back. Pokemon is an annual franchise now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a new Pokemon game every year.
Yes, sir.
You're lying.
Nope. Ever since Platinum, I looked it up because I knew it was true.
That sounds right.
I knew it was true since Heart Gold and Soul Silver, but those were a year after Platinum.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for the last half a decade
a
or a little more.
Well, I look forward to X, Y, Z, I guess Z and...
Examine that zipper, boy.
Z and then...
Right. Pokemon
And then I guess Zico. After that they do remake Diamond and Pearl, maybe. Right? Because what else
I
is
hope,
there to do?
I hope yeah. not. I don't want to yeah, go back. Know.
You want to go back to all
that'll
those awesome
be,
caves?
Those will be the first remakes that I don't play.
Don't you love yeah. that giant mountain that you have to go, walk around until you get fly?
To get anywhere!
That's how you evolve your Magneton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That big ass mountain.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, it's not Nose Pass 2. Nose Pass is like ancient power.
It's definitely something else, though.
No, it might just be Magnemite or Magneton.
Mm. I mean, you could be right, but
I think it is. They introduced a lot of move yeah, level yeah. ups, too. Ancient power. Piloswine, Apom, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, just, and Nosepass.
There were a lot of them.
And there were location, like the location ones I think were Magneton, and then two Eevees, and then
right, yeah.
maybe one other thing, but I don't think there was a fourth.
Okay.
Send us bacon.
Was weird.
Yep. So yeah, I still don't even know how they did that.
I don't want to go. You can't make me return.
It's the first Pokemon game I won't be nostalgic for.
Oh
like,
yeah,
Gen
for 3, sure.
I actually really wanted to play, even though mm-hmm. everyone kind of shits on it.
I love Gen 3.
I love Gen 3. It was, yeah, after Red and Blues, I picked up Emerald after Red and Blue because I hadn't played
you
any of the games.
Gen 2?
I didn't play Gen 2 at all.
Just go play Heart Gold.
Heart Gold and Soul Silver are amazing.
Heart Gold and Soul Silver yeah. are about as good as.
And easier to find than an original Gold and Silver.
Barely.
Yeah. I guess
it's still going to run you like $40 for a yeah. copy of Gold or Silver, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe
gold,
how expensive.
Gold, regular Gold and
yes.
Silver?
Right.
Oh, like,
Heart Gold Soul Silver.
If you have the combo pack, it still sells for about $100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Combo pack?
The one with the Pokewalker and everything.
Oh, I have a Pokewalker. It's on me.
I don't have the Pokewalker, but I do still have the Soul Silver box, which is worth something now. And it's in pristine condition.
Yep.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Mint in.
That is holding up your Pokewalker.
Yep.
Yes.
It's holding up.
Yep.
Maybe that'll be our picture for the week.
Pokewalker.
I love my Pokewalker.
Walk that Poke.
I literally never used one.
Dustin. I just got so yes. used to having it on my person that it just feels weird when I don't have it in my pocket now.
Fair enough.
One more time.
News!
Anyway. All right.
News.
We're going to go do that.
Newscast.
So I'll cover a couple things that I just pulled up apropos of nothing, and then we'll get into the
oh, you put that on
big fat.
The big fat.
The big fat. Awesome press conference nonsense.
Uh-huh.
So as far as other things that have been going on, Target and Kmart in Australia are no longer selling GTA 5.
Ha! I didn't know that. But I'm not surprised by it.
Due to inherent sexism in the game, apparently, like violence against women was the reason for pulling those products.
Good for them.
Which is very interesting. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool and very weird.
Surprising.
I'm honestly not sure.
The weirdest thing about it is that it's Australia.
No, that's
the least weird thing about it. It would have been Australia or Germany, because those are the places where they get all butthurt about violence in video games in general.
Okay.
And in Germany, specifically, I think it's always like you have to put zombies in it.
Right.
we can't kill real people.
Okay.
Or Nazis, but.
Or Nazis? I wonder if you can you play Wolfenstein in Germany, Doug? Is that
they
allowed?
Have green blood.
How does Germany feel about me killing Mecha Hitler?
I don't think they have a problem.
I want to call up Angela Merkel and get her official opinion on Mecha Hitler violence.
Get a formal stance.
Yeah, that's right. On a formal statement. I wonder if they have a website like whitehouse.gov or whatever. If I can get 100,000 people to sign, can I force her to make a comment on Mecha Hitler?
You're watching Street Fighter V.
Just a gift.
Yep.
We'll talk about
we'll get
it. We're getting there. It's on the list.
I have boners for that.
Yep. So yeah, that's crazy. Also, it's insane that Kmart has stores in somewhere that's not America.
Yeah, the most
surprising thing about that headline by far was that there are Kmarts in places that aren't like
still
the fact that
grungy parts of the U.S.
The fact that there are Kmarts at all anymore.
Yep. Yeah, so that should be the thing that shocks you most about that headline. But yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if there will be other action for like other games or because I mean it feels like for GTA specifically, like if you were going to do that, it would be for GTA, would be for something that sells like 15 million copies or whatever.
Right.
So I wonder if they'll do that with any other products or if that will literally be the beginning and end of this kind of
more than a year or two after it came out. I mean,
well, it just got re-released.
Yeah, they put out the next gen ones like a week ago. So
yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're like retail activism will end there.
No more bacon.
Yep. So yeah, that's still interesting. I also don't know how what the like the download situation is in Australia. I'm assuming that they have basically the same access to Steam that we do, and
yeah, they have their own store with jacked up prices.
Because everything's a lot more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the console download stores are weirder over there. They are not the same offering necessarily that are in like the US or Japan or
yep.
The rest of like actual Europe. So yeah, that happened. Crazy stuff. Valve launched a streaming service about like 4 or 5 days ago, I think.
Ooh.
So on Steam, you can there's a new option. I think it's still technically in beta because every fucking product launches in beta. Called Steam Broadcasting, where you can basically like do the equivalent of Twitch right out of the Steam clients.
That's pretty.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Yep.
Does it work with Steam TV so people with the game can like?
I'm not actually sure, but I know that you don't have to own the game to stream to watch the stream of it. So you don't have to own, like, if they're streaming Half-Life 2, you don't have to own it to watch someone else stream it.
Right.
And I think how it works right now is it defaults to friends only.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the default option is, like, friends can request to watch you stream. Yeah. It just shows what you're playing at all times. So, like, there'll be a button now that says, do you want to watch them stream this?
Okay.
And it defaults to, like, friends are allowed to request it, and then you can change it to, like, friends can always stream, or anyone can always stream, or no one can watch my stream.
So if you're just on Steam and playing a game, someone can be like, can I watch
someone
you play
someone
this?
Can click the button that says, like, can I voyeur you? Can I touch myself inappropriately while you play TF2?
Click yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, in Dota, you can just stalk everyone all the time anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So there you go. They're just equal opportunity. Now you can stalk everyone playing everything.
So weird.
Just want to go, like... I want to go find people playing, like, Super Meat Boy at 4 in the morning. I want to watch this happen.
Beat their Meat Boy.
Let me see. So, yeah, that's crazy. But, I mean... I only read about it as, like, just a news article on other sites. Like, I didn't see a giant press release about it from Valve. Mm-hmm. It seems like all the big stuff they're doing is, like, super on the DL these days. Because I'm assuming that was not a small engineering effort on their part to integrate that into the Steam client.
Well, they understand that advertising only earns you so much.
Sure.
I don't know if this is on your agenda, but have you seen how all the Steam boxes are being released without Steam boxes?
Yes. Yeah, I have seen that. I didn't, like, there's no even collective news story that mentions it, but... like the Steam OS has like almost died as a concept in the public consciousness,
right?
Because like when we were at GDC earlier this year in March, like they were in the press talking about it. It was a big fucking deal. They had like hardware lined up. They're like Alienware is going to put out a box, which is one of the ones that's come out that just runs Windows because Steam OS is nowhere to be found. And they were showing off the controllers there. We got to play with them. They were kind of cool.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we played. Was it Ninja Gaiden or was it Strider?
It was Strider.
Strider, and then...
Yeah, we played Strider and the first episode of Broken Age.
Okay.
Yes.
Those were the things that... They had other games set up, but those were the two demos that we tried. Strider was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, unsurprisingly, like an action game with the like weird goopy touchpads was not awesome. Broken Age was fine because it's a point-and-click adventure game. Yeah. You're moving a cursor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and they had a giant, like... like set of kiosks they had set up where they were taking meetings, presumably with like people either trying to get their games on Steam OS or like talking to people about hardware and stuff. And then like a month or two after that, it has completely vanished. Like they don't talk about it anymore. I'm not even sure if there's an actual Steam OS product like on the docket to be released at this point.
My assumption would be that not enough companies were willing to port their games to Linux for it to even work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could believe that. So, I mean, I wonder if we'll, like, literally never hear from it again. It'll just kind of, eventually everyone will forget about it, and that's how it dies off. Or they'll, like, sometime next year half-heartedly put it out, just, like, for people who want to install it themselves. Like, look, you can go get this but if you feel like installing it.
It's not a huge sign of confidence when all your hardware partners are like, we're not waiting anymore.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, I don't remember if there were any other ones, but specifically there was, like, an Alienware box that was going to run SteamOS, and then, like, Dell just released it. Yeah, that's weird stuff. That's totally crazy. So I hope that we hear something else about that again. And they had even done multiple revisions of the controller. Like, after we had even touched it, there was at least one other version that, like, actually had a D-pad, because the ones we played with didn't. It was, like,
They just had the weird mouse map.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I thought the little thing was fine. Like, it was a really cool, the little weird scroll pad felt really neat because like they had talked about the like the sonic vibration or whatever, okay, where yeah. it just basically like pings your thumb to give you like tactile feedback to how like quick you're swiping on the thing.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. So yeah, that's interesting. I mean, at some point they'll say something about it. I can't imagine Maybe. That it will never be mentioned by a Valve employee again, but yeah, that remains to be seen.
Right.
So yeah, weird stuff on the Valve front. Half-Life 3.
I was going to say, look what happened to Half-Life.
Watching on SteamOS. Never deal with it. Oh, what else? Sakurai might be done with Smash Brothers,
hey,
guys.
Why did you... You missed one.
Oh, I skipped it because I'm dumb. Okay. It can go with the other one because it's more appropriate.
Okay.
I guess Sakurai did an interview with Game Informer. Mm. And he talked about his future with Smash Brothers and that he kind of doesn't want to do another one, which I think he said ever since Melee came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Much like Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. Sticks to it.
Yeah, and I think it'd be fine either way.
Yeah,
like, if he
yeah.
truly feels burned out about it, like, why would you want him to keep
yeah.
slugging through and make another one of those?
There are people who are passionate about it, who put a lot of work into it, and
mm-hmm.
do a good job.
The Project so. Dumb guys.
Yeah. I just think they might need,
they have to
like,
be Japanese.
He,
but.
Well, yeah. But.
If he's burned out, I think they should definitely get new blood in there.
Yeah, for sure. I think it needs new blood anyway.
Well, yeah, but.
Just use it
if he was still kind of passionate about it, I would have no problem, like, him just kind of, like, hanging around.
The other thing is he makes good other games.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I want him to make more of his own stuff.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Uprising
Kirby's
is
Air
great.
Ride 2.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I love Kirby's Air Ride. It's great.
Kirby
another
game,
one.
Or an Ice Climbers game. Or a Metroid game.
Metroid! Give us a goddamn Metroid game.
Not gonna happen.
Nope.
Remember the last time they tried to have fun with Metroid? Hmm?
Team Ninja ruined that for everyone.
Thanks, Team Ninja. Yeah.
My hopes were so high. They got bashed so low.
I think by the time the game was out, it was known that
yeah.
it was terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's not like I rushed out and bought it.
Mm-hmm. Because like, in the context of the interview, which I thought was funny, like why they even bother... fucking around pretending that this shit's gonna happen. Like, his response was, well, if there's another Smash Brothers game someday, I don't know if I'll be the one to work on it. And I'm like,
Thanks.
You don't even need to say that.
Right,
like, come on.
That's a meaningless statement.
We all know what the deal is. Like, there will be another Smash Brothers game. I don't know when.
It'll be a while at this point, probably.
Yep.
Next console.
Smash Frenzy is over. It might be, like, 2020 by the time
That'd
the next game's out. And that's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
mean,
that's I guess that was
not an unreasonable thing to think about.
There was, like, a
whatever
similar amount of time kind of between
how long it was,
Brawl
yeah,
and now.
Exactly.
That was, what, 8?
Yes, that was 6 years.
Oh, my God.
I guess it is, yeah. It's
yeah, 2008 to 2014.
Yeah.
Math.
Yay!
Brought to you by math.
Do it.
Brought to
math.
You by math.
Meth, just do it.
Yep. So yeah, I think that would be fine. Obviously, that's quite a ways off, but someday
yeah.
we'll know whether Sakurai is making another Smash Brothers or somebody else is working on that game.
Yep.
But I mean, that would be, if I were him, that would be the answer I would give either way. Like,
exactly.
immediately after
that's...
coming off of that game comes out, I would just be holding my head in my hands like, oh god.
And that's still like the non-committal, just, yeah, I don't know, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm not going to say yes or no.
Yep.
People have
the
a problem
answer.
With the new Smash, because I haven't heard any opinion on it and I haven't played enough of it to have
I talked to you about it a lot.
There are things I like, there are things I hate.
Yeah, I think the reception has been more positive than negative, for sure.
Yeah, it's a huge improvement over Brawl,
mm-hmm.
and you know, really, casual players love it just regardless.
That's,
and
yeah, they love Brawl too, so...
Yeah, mm-hmm. but now they like it more than Brawl.
Good.
And a lot of competitive players actually like it, so...
Mm-hmm.
Froze eating
on... Yeah, I was going to say, you hear the horse chopping?
Yep.
Uh-huh, a little bit. Froze eating pizza on the mic. There you go, he's leaned out.
Like a saint.
That's better, that works.
Thanks.
Like a saint.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Nintendo stuff, I have two Nintendo handheld news items here. The first one is Nintendo is discontinuing the 3DS XL in Japan. So,
Whoa.
Like that, they released the new 3DS, and the old one is done.
Yep, that's...
They're not fucking
something.
Around.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that a similar thing will probably happen whenever they announce a date for that thing in the US.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. I really like the 3DS XL, but mm-hmm. I guess the new one kind of replaces it in all ways anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not actually sure what the difference is between them physically. They're like basically the exact dimensions. I've never bothered to look it up.
Similar. I don't know if they're the same.
Yeah, they're similar.
It doesn't need to be as big as it was, but I don't know. Being bigger than the original is fine by me.
I love this big fucking brick here.
That brick bitch.
The XL is much better than the original.
It is. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the original 3DS is weird.
Ask Brian.
It wasn't quite as weird as the original DS, but it was kind of close.
Yeah, the original DS, if you go back and pick it up now, it's...
I love the original DS.
I had to, when I was completing the National Dex, I had it open and was, like, transferring stuff between that.
Yeah.
And just, I'm looking at it, I'm like... How did I play games on?
Yeah.
Like, who made this? It's all weird and curved for no reason.
Because I went from...
The screen's only, like, 20%.
Yeah. I went from original, like, second year DS to 3DS. I didn't have anything in between.
Was it an XL?
No. I got a launch... I'm a Nintendo ambassador. I got my 3DS first year.
All
right.
Sorry.
Damn it.
But I do have an XL now, which I got earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. It's got Yoshi on it.
I got the Yoshi one.
Yoshi!
you did it.
But I still had no problems with the original one, but my hands are also small.
Mm-hmm.
I was messing around with the 3D, like the actual slider on my XL like the other day. I can't do it anymore. I could do it on the original one.
Yeah.
Like just I had the 3D on like all the time on my original one.
I never play with 3D on any game.
I can't do it. Like, it kind of makes me sick now, because the screen is so big, and I can't, I can't center it the way I could in my original one,
which is unfortunate. I just move the console too much while I'm actually playing to be
mm-hmm.
able to...
Yeah, that's the same reason I ended up turning it off.
Yeah.
Like, I will always tilt it just enough that it'll get off axis, and it'll just look fucked up.
Yep.
I used to not have any problem with that, but now I think it's just, like, the size of it, and just the different dimensions. Like, I can't... Like, I was... Because I guess... Pokemon has the overworld in 3D now, too. Ruby and Sapphire.
I wouldn't even know.
I turned it on, so I was like, oh, maybe. And it looked cool with the 3D, but I couldn't find the spot, and I was just like,
you gotta find a sweet spot. If you move your arms, you're boned. If you turn your head, like, to look at something else and then look back at it, you're in trouble. It's just...
Mm-hmm. I wonder...
I'm in a dungeon right now, and there's no 3D in here. But
really? I was in Meteor Falls.
Okay.
And there was, like, looked okay, but I had to, like, stop moving my entire body.
Mm-hmm.
No breathing, just perfectly still.
Yep. It can sense fear.
The way games were intended to be played.
Mm-hmm. Rigidly and in a controlled
frozen
environment.
In place.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And filled with terror.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Clockwork Orange style, you've got your eyelids peeled open and you're stuck in a chair.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to try one of the new 3DSs personally to see if it solves that issue, because they claim that they've got eye tracking in there that's supposed to fix that.
Whoa,
for you.
That's intense.
Cool. Yeah, it uses the selfie cam to
Good.
Figure out where your eyeballs are and tilt the 3D accordingly.
My 3DS is watching me.
I'm okay with that.
You're on the grid, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All cameras are on.
Xbox,
all the time.
Turn off.
Xbox.
Xbox off. On, bro.
Yep.
Xbox. Internet.
Xbox, look at me!
Xbox, tell me I'm pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Swear to me!
Xbox, swear to me? I can't do that, sir. Okay. And then the other piece of Nintendo news...
Nintendo nudes.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Don't even.
Don't Google that.
Yeah, don't. No. We're not going to search for that. I know what's going to show up if we do.
Hello, DeviantArt.
Princess Peach or Zero Suit Samus? Which one is the top hit?
I would almost guarantee Samus.
I'm still going to go with Princess Peach.
That would be my assumption.
She is a classic.
I'm not going to test it.
We're not going to find that out.
No.
Yeah, you can. If you're at home, you can try that out for us.
If
and
you want to.
Open that can of worms on your own time.
Right. Leave a comment.
The answer.
Yeah.
Yep, let us know how that went.
One word answer, or one name answer, Peach or Zero Suit Samus. Just do it.
Mario.
Yeah. Wario.
Full frontal. So much hair.
Bowser.
Dino Dong.
No. Oh.
Right, anyways.
Moving on. New Pokemon 3DS games have shipped 7.7 million units collectively.
Not bad.
It's a fuckload of copies.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you consider this was the thing that shocked me the most between them. So, those games have sold through... They shipped 7.7 million, and they've sold over 3 million worldwide. Smash Brothers has sold, like, 500,000 copies in, like, more time...
Wow.
Like, a shorter amount of time or whatever. Like, roughly equivalent time scale. So, I mean... The gulf between the demand for those two games was kind of astonishing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the Wii U's, like, much smaller install base.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Those are some crazy numbers.
Do you know what 3DS Smash... has sold?
I think that was about 3 million.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably about that right now. I'm not 100% sure on that, so I'm not going to commit to it. But
I'm just curious.
Yeah. It was definitely over a million, like, around
quickly.
A month after launch.
Yeah.
Yeah. so I'll look that up at some point and clarify it if needed, but I'm not going to Google it now because I'm lazy. So yeah, I was just surprised that those sold so well for being remakes again.
Pokemon,
like,
man.
Technically games that already exist.
The remakes that everyone said they wouldn't buy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The games everyone claimed they hated and were the worst.
It's got Clown Quaza.
Pokemon hipsterism is like that, though.
Yeah.
You claim you hate it until it comes out and then you buy it.
I don't understand why anybody would be mad about that one anyway, considering if you didn't that's always my complaint, but... No, but what I was saying is, if you didn't like the original version, well, think about all the other remakes and think about how good most of them were. So maybe they figured out what was wrong with the game and fixed it because they've done that before.
Two comments for the ocean.
You can
Sharpedo swims faster.
What? Really?
You can, yes.
That's awesome.
And Kyo Gray, I'm pretty sure. I think both of them.
Was that in the original game?
No.
So just in the remake.
I think Kyo Gray, Sharpedo, and Whalmer have overworld sprites when you surf on them.
That's so dumb.
Whalmer.
And then you can fly to any route.
That was the part that checked me.
I wouldn't be surprised if they made Swift Swim make you swim faster.
That would be funny.
That would have been smart.
That's not a thing.
Yeah. Really clever, but no.
Because that would have been like...
It's just Sharpedo.
Just fucking do that.
Before you said that, I was going to say that this is the first remake that really hasn't changed the formula from the previous game at all, barely. Like... It's almost the same as XY, like the exact same engine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they did add a little bit to it. But like Silver and Gold added a lot that Pearl and Diamond didn't have.
Oh, well, that's because...
Yeah.
I'd like to know what the internal team breakdown is like for those games at this point. Like, Nintendo's super bad about exposing that kind of information to people. Like, they don't really tell you, like, the... project structure behind the scenes, like how their development teams are laid out and stuff. But
I want people getting poached.
Sure. I wonder if like they work on those games simultaneously or they're literally turning them around like the remakes in like less than 12 months.
Pretty sure they have separate teams.
That's what I would assume.
And that these were in development at the same time.
So. Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that.
That would
too.
Explain why like Heart Gold and Soul Silver were so good compared to like
Yeah, in both cases, they didn't have to work on that team didn't have to work on the engine.
And then they probably had more time, too, so yeah.
Because it
came
out later.
So they could make it a better game most of the time.
Which
it
was.
They could focus on quality of life improvements instead of making an engine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the other really great things in Ruby and Sapphire is the Battle Resort. There is a second daycare there. The IV checker is there. And there's a bunch of open space to hatch eggs.
Of course.
Is there
Gen 3? Actually, Gen 3.
And all of the move tutors are there.
That's funny. They know what you want.
Battle Maceon, so you can get those points to get the move tutor moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Even though I doubt I'm going to go as hard into this one as I did X and Y.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about doing that. I've done that grind a couple of times before. Never actually used any of the Pokemon I've made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Diminishing returns are setting in.
Yeah.
Like, really have.
The only thing I would use it for would still be just more multi-battles with my friend Jesse in the Battle Maceon. But I'm not even sure how much I'll want to do that after all of the work we just did in X and Y.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We'll just play more randoms on Smogon.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the age of Smogon, there's not really a reason to do that.
It's just fun.
Yeah, unless you enjoy it,
yeah.
Brian, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll admit, I liked breeding.
If I'm making, like, a team or maybe a second one, like, just a small amount of Pokemon, that's fine. I'm not going to breed multiple teams.
A huge portion of my life was dedicated to Pokemon eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Dustin, what's the next Kajigger?
That's it for the regular stuff. So then the other things that have happened... Because, again, for some reason, shit's going off in December. They had the Video Game Awards and the PlayStation Experience are both things that happened in the last couple days. The Video Game Awards is like an evolution of those dumb Spike TV video game extravaganza nonsense.
Oh, Sam Jackson, handsome guy in a Call of Duty t-shirt, a trophy.
Yep. That accurately sums up every time they ever did one of those things.
Yep.
The one last year, I don't know why I even keep watching. Honestly,
I'm surprised.
The one last year was amazing because it was Joel McHale hosting the whole thing.
That's actually awesome.
Being totally fucking exasperated that he bothered to show up. It was incredible.
The whole time he was like, fuck these nerds.
Pretty much. He was just like, I can't believe I agreed to do this. I literally don't understand why these people are here. like spitting all this bullshit to me about video games. It was incredible. Like, it was something else.
Yeah.
His interactions with Reggie were pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Because they were showing off 3D World, weren't they?
Oh.
Or talking a lot more about
it. No, it was already out by then, I think.
But I still think they were showing it.
Maybe this was even 2 years ago. I don't remember, but the thing that they were showing off there was They made a big deal about a Nintendo announcement, which ended up being that fucking Cranky Kong was playable
in Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Reggie went on a camera that was on television and announced that as a piece of news.
Oh my god.
I remember that now.
His body was ready, I guess.
Oh my sweet lord.
Did Joel McHale do an episode of Soup? Of the Soup while he was up there?
Probably, like, that afternoon. He just, like, shut that out. In between, like, during the commercials, he was shooting an episode of the Soup.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened. Like, I had it on and devoted about like 30% of my brain power to absorbing it because I was just sitting on the computer working on shit, and it was just happened to be on. But it seemed still kind of a little exasperating.
Destiny won best score for a video game, and the person that they had who did the score got fired before the game was released.
Yes, yeah, the guy who historically did all those Halo, compositions. Yeah. Yeah, that was something. Yeah, there were a couple other little disasters like that, too. Like, they had two fucking comedians come up and give an award for best mobile game, and Hearthstone won it. And they claimed that there was no one there to accept it, and then, like, after the next commercial break, they, we found somebody from Blizzard, here's your thing.
All right.
Was just some guy that was there on a whim or something?
Yeah, I don't even,
I think he was actually on the team. Like, he kind of talked about it a little bit.
Some guy
he might have got a call from his boss.
Blizzard
like,
intern. Hey, go pick this shit up for us, and we're gonna text you a speech. So there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if I had to rate it against what they've done historically, like the Spike VGA nonsense, like it was maybe a little better than that.
It was
but
a
still
little
just,
more professional. It kind of
yeah,
seemed, like,
still just kind of a mess. Like there's still a weird desperateness to the whole thing. That like Kiefer Sutherland comes up and he's like, guys, video games, they are really the next evolution of blah, 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 blah. And he just does, like, a 5-minute spiel about how video games are the best thing since jerking
drunk?
Yourself off. But
Kiefer Sutherland's never not drunk.
Good
yeah,
point.
Probably.
He probably had some cocaine in his system, too.
The voice of Solid Snake and the body of Jack
that's
Bauer.
How they, yeah, that's how they introduced him. The voice of Solid Snake and the body of Jack Bauer.
The question
that's
is...
That's amazing.
Who said that?
Legit. Is Kiefer, by doing the voice of Big Boss, trying to be his father, finally?
Who can say...
You don't want to analyze that.
Yeah, that's a little too deep psychologically for me to take
on. Not Metal Gear Solid 5, goddammit! Mm-hmm.
Go make your own podcast about that shit.
Yep.
Video your game. Own fanfic.
Uh-huh. But yeah. I mean, speaking
video
of...
Video game conspiracy.
Speaking of underwhelming announcements, so he comes out, and he introduced some award that I don't even remember what the fucking award
doesn't
was, because who cares? And then he introduced Hideo Kojima, who comes up, and his big announcement for the thing was that he was debuting Metal Gear Online for MGS5 for the first time, and to, like, a dozen people applauding. Like, literally no one could give, like, any less of a shit about fucking Metal Gear Online for another game in the Metal Gear Solid series, but
mm-hmm.
he was there to show it off for the, like, 6 people who will care. Oh, what else? It was still just... But yeah, back to, like, the Kiefer Sutherland thing, and whenever they have celebrities up there talking it up, they always do one of two things. It's always, like, some weird, desperate, like, look, guys, the video game industry is really impressive. We're like, you guys are doing amazing things, and we're just so... Like, it's just crazy how good video games are.
I don't know shit, but I'm here to talk good.
Kind of. Or it's like the, like, man, I've been playing games since I was, like, a fetus. Like, I love the video games. Joysticks.
I love the video games. Just start... Tracy Morgan in it. Pull his shirt up, rub his belly. His belly button.
Was Lil B there, and did he perform his hit single, Video Games?
No, I don't believe so.
Not this year. Uh-huh.
Yep. They had an award for Trending Gamer, which was literally the worst thing that has ever happened.
My God.
No, they also gave out eSports.
You're right. It was followed up, though. It was followed up by the actual worst thing that would ever happen. So three of the awards they gave away were Trending Gamer was one of them, which was introduced by two YouTube people and like four other people. Like it was just an award by YouTube personalities for YouTube personalities.
I think they had some. Well, they had like Jeff Gerstmann on there, and he's like on Giant Bomb, which is on YouTube.
The last bastion of video game writers.
Yeah,
pretty not just much. Like some dude with numbers in their name.
Yeah, that was one of the hosts. Was this just like this big guy who had like a word followed by like eight numbers?
It was Wookiee 2832 or something.
That's what they announced.
That's my dude.
It's my man's.
Yep, and then like, and then like Lorraine said,
420 Sephiroth, they gave 97.
Yep. Yep,
they gave out awards for esports player of the year and esports team of the year, which I don't even know how to approach. How stupid that is.
There's I don't know, like some League of Legends player, some Dota team, some random,
some Call of Duty player.
Because like even some if you
Counter Strike,
it's a lot
team.
Better might than have been, one of them like, might have been Counter Strike.
Well, that's yeah. sure. Yeah, I'll give you
that's
that.
Fine.
But like taking away the the nonsensicalness of just like honoring esports in like a blanket. The term esports is terrible. First of all, that just sucks. Like playing games competitively is neat. Like watching people play stuff at a high level is kind of cool. But I mean, is that just like, is that an award for like the people who have the most Twitter followers? Like, is that what it's actually for? How would you compare like a StarCraft player to a Dota player to like a Halo player?
You see, like
inputs per second.
Well, also like one of those things is Ultra David from the fighting game community put it best about esports. There's a lot of legal and logistical bullshit that you got to put up by putting sports in the name. And you could just say it's competitive gaming and not esports, and it's less of a nightmare.
But people won't take it less of a shitty seriously.
Word. Yeah, yeah.
And
plus,
we'll get
it's
on sport. ESPN 37.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do I have to deal with all those doping scandals?
Yeah.
When guys are I'm sure there's a lot of Adderall flying around in Korea, baby.
Because mm-hmm. actually, like legally, esport teams have to have like a fucking team trainer, like a person that's like a physical trainer. Like available for their team,
massaging all those palms.
Yeah, make sure that they don't get their carpal tunnel, or
make sure they sleep. Yeah, like 6 hours a day.
Yeah, so
it's basically a mom.
Yeah, it's just
mom,
ridiculous.
I need my Adderall.
Dedicatedly monitoring their Red Bull dosages. Somebody's got
to
come check.
IVs
check yeah, somebody's got to come check the IVs, make sure the drips are right. Oh god,
cocktail blend of Mountain Dew and Red Bull.
Yep. So that was a thing.
Hot sauce cocktail.
But
it's Sriracha Red Bull.
On top of being kind of an insane fever dream, there were a handful of announcements there. So I'll go through the list of things like that while we're at it. But man, just the Fulbright Company announced a new game. Those guys are the makers of Gone Home. I don't know if anybody's tried that out.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
It's okay.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Heard of it.
It's just like it's a first person pick stuff up and read it game.
Point and click adventure.
Well, something like that. But I mean, it's literally just like unfolds okay. in a home, like populated with items that you might expect to find there, and just kind of tells a story based on like, oh, I found this journal entry, or like this home video, or like all kinds of weird stuff. So they're making a thing called Tacoma that's coming out sometime in 2016. That had like a 15-second trailer of almost no information, but it looks like there was some like decent voice acting over top of it. It looks kind of like an immersive first person. Like Bioshocky kind of like I'm gonna explore this environment where there's some weird shit going on.
Silent Hill.
So maybe that'll be cool.
Yep. Hillary.
Silent Hills.
Whoa.
No. I watched a good portion of someone play through PT while we were watching Giant Bomb's Extra Life.
Yeah.
At their stream. It was almost the entire thing.
It's not the same unless A, you're playing it.
Okay.
You're in your basement alone in the middle of the night.
I don't care. I'm not doing it. That is the closest I'm getting to that game.
We'll see.
Someday.
Oh, no.
I'm going to drug you.
Bolt you down and make
a
play.
Put you in a room and not let you out until you beat it. Saw style.
Clockwork Orange that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Clockwork Orange this episode.
You're the worst.
Always.
You're the worst.
Yep. Nintendo announced a release date for Codename Steam. I guess that's coming out on March 13th next year. That still looks kind of cool. I'm more interested in the gameplay than any of the trappings of it.
The gameplay?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Gameplay?
You heard me.
No, that game basically just looks like it's Valkyria Chronicles, but on the 3DS. So. Yep. Dropping dice on the floor. So I want to check that out, probably, when it comes out. The guys who make the Banner Saga, Stoic Studios, announced that they're working on a sequel. That game looks like the game I would like the most that I haven't tried yet.
I kind
of
wanted to play.
I enjoyed the 5 minutes I played of it before I got completely tired of it and just put it away.
Okay. I still might check it out at some point. Like, on paper, like, reading the description of it and watching it in motion, it seems like the perfect, like, the thing that I would be 110% into, but I have never actually tried it out myself. There was Zelda Wii U footage, like, for real. Like, they actually showed the
demo
game in motion.
Too, right?
Not full screen.
Yeah, so the weird part was they did demo it, and it's, like, it was Miyamoto and Aonuma just, like, sitting in a room, like, running through, like, a live build of the game. Mm. But they never showed it, like, full screen. They never cut to, like, a feed of it just on the screen. It was just a shot of them sitting there, like, with a TV in the frame running the product.
That's really weird.
It was really weird.
Very Nintendo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it looks cool. I mean, there it's basically the overworld open world evolution of Zelda that people have been talking about. Like,
horses,
it seems like
don't
it's actually
run into
that.
Trees.
Yep. Oh.
Why not?
I like horse tree.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they basically just like showed it in motion. It looks still looks nice. Like, it looks about up to par with that like
whoever's bumping
CG trailer. Fro is bumping the table.
Of course, it's Fro.
Sorry.
It looked about up to par with the CG trailer they showed at E3, like, graphics-wise.
It looked nice.
They, like Lorraine said, they showed a little bit of gameplay. They showed the map, which is, so they made a big
I'm
deal of how large the world
one.
Is.
Can I say the next one?
Sure.
Introduce the next topic.
While they were talking about, doing their wonderful banter while playing the Zelda one, Aonuma asked Miyamoto about Star Fox.
Oh, boy.
And he said it is coming out between Majora's Mask and Zelda Wii U, I believe, some point next year. I have to rewatch it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's coming out.
They haven't shown anything new at all. Jeez. But
they never showed anything, did they?
There was a little bit around E3, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't even think it was a official. It was just, like, weird off-screen
or whatever.
They didn't show it on their, like, official, like, rundown of stuff. And then
okay, that explains why I didn't see it.
There was stuff on, like, their weird treehouse stream, I think, and people actually played it there, if I'm not mistaken. So that's... I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hesitant.
I want it to come out.
That's your bar for I want to be released.
I
want
to play it
3 months away from a release so that we can find out about how terrible it is. That's how optimistic
I am. Guessing that if this goes poorly, there's never going to be another Star Fox game.
I'm guessing that is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably.
Which upsets me, but I'm kind of coming to terms with it, which is why I'm going to make my own.
Maybe there shouldn't have been a Star Fox game after 64.
Well, at this point, it hasn't been worth it.
Or if it just hadn't been taken, if Dinosaur Planet hadn't been taken away from Rare, which I think would have been a great game.
It would have been an okay game.
It would have been a Rare game.
Yeah.
It would have been a Rare game of that era.
Which
take
is fine,
that for what you will.
Because I liked those.
I don't think anyone would talk about it now.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it would be remembered, although Star Fox Adventures isn't really remembered either, so I guess that's a zero-sum game.
During conversations like this.
When are we getting Jet Force Gemini 2 for the Xbox One?
Man, if we got Killer Instinct came back, so technically anything is on the table. Get your Battletoads sequel.
They'll probably just, like, crowbar it from Rare's whatever, because they own them. They're too busy making Kinect Sports 87.
Grabbed by the Ghoulies 2.
Yeah.
Catch it.
I don't want to.
Gotta grip them ghouls.
Perfect Dark Zero 2.
Oh, God. Man.
Finally.
Perfect Dark Zero was intensely disappointing.
Perfect Dark Zero 1 to match the bone that it would be on. The X Bone.
Perfect Zero 1. Just that. Mm-hmm. Make it as confusing as the X Bone.
I once bought Perfect Dark Zero just as a game to trade in to get, like, trade in extra games, get more bonus. Because I saved money. Because
it was, like, 29 cents or something.
Yeah, it was, like, $2.
Yep.
And I got 10% extra on all my other trade-ins for buying it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think I had to walk out of the store and then come back and pretend it was a game I already owned or something.
The only use for Perfect Dark Zero at this point, like, additional bargaining capital.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'll give you these four other things. And his copy for Dark Zero.
Sold.
Chip in my pile.
I remember going into Blockbuster with the sealed copies of
Beowulf?
Of Beowulf, and they being like, you need to unwrap those.
Yeah. Oh yeah, these are used. Hold on a second.
I remember I ran into something like that with just some random DS game my sister was trying to sell like a million years ago to GameStop. They're like, it has to be unwrapped. Okay.
Yep.
Rip.
We got banned from multiple podcasts. For
ill-gotten
selling
gains.
Selling them lots of copies of Beowulf for buying up $35 each.
Buying up every copy of Halo 3 within 30 miles.
So it's amazing. Jeez. Back to GameStop. Mm-hmm.
See, I used to do the opposite. Like, back when Blockbuster was just at the tail end.
Yeah,
they would do the, like, buy one, get one free sales on $20 or less games. And I would just hit, like, the 6 or 7 Blockbusters that existed still at that time,
mm-hmm.
and buy up all kinds of stuff and then sell it to either GameStop or Amazon or both for like twice what I paid for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I would turn like $150 in purchases in a Blockbuster into like $300 or $400 in credit somewhere else.
There was a week where Beowulf got a price cut, so knew it was $20 in most stores. And Blockbuster was buying it for $35.
Jeez.
And if you bought Halo... It was 3 or Reach?
Halo 3.
Halo 3 from Blockbuster, you could get almost 100% value for it by trading it back to GameStop, and
mm-hmm.
then we just buy all of GameStop's copies of Beowulf and take them back to Blockbuster. So I put like $50 into it and walked away with a new 360 when it was only like a year old or something.
Yes.
Didn't you get Rock Band out of it too?
And I got Rock Band.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Great.
That's incredible.
Yep. It was pretty good.
Yep. Now those days are done.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
Nothing left but hollow Blockbuster video corpses.
There are other ways to get ill-gotten gains. Kmart's a good one now, because their games are on clearance.
Clock's ticking, man.
Target is actually pretty good about stuff like that,
they have
too.
Some
they
decent
have a lot
deals,
of clearances
too.
And deals. Yep.
There is, at the Target by our house, there is a sealed copy of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep for the PSP, which just astounds me. Every time we go back, we just kind of like look over the clearance stuff, and it's just
there it
sitting
is.
There.
Still there.
It's just, yep.
There was exactly
it's
one PSP
game
at Best Buy the other day, too.
There
like,
were two.
I think, was there a second one?
It was
some shitty Lord of the Rings game and something else.
It was like a Michael Jackson game, I'm pretty sure.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, that dumb dancing game. On the PSP.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the Moonwalker port.
No, it's not. It's
uh-huh.
the experience. Michael
if
Jackson
only, I
the
wish.
Experience.
I thought you were going to fall out.
Michael
yeah.
Jackson and the
back when Ubisoft was putting out literally anything, even more so than they are now. They made a Black Eyed Peas game.
God. Oh,
well,
my Lord.
That's all right.
Good.
You're going to break your bed all over again.
That night was referenced when Jacob was here.
Uh-huh. So anyway, Zelda and Star
earlier.
Fox. Yeah, but they reiterated that both of those games are going to be out next year, which, like, they'd have to be, because what else could Nintendo possibly release in 2015
yeah.
if those don't come
game.
Out? There you go, yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon Z, that'll be it.
Yep.
Probably something announced soonish.
Usually they don't announce it in like January or February and really just release it in October.
Continue mm-hmm. the year of Luigi.
More
bring
Luigi
back
games.
The year of Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
Year of Waluigi.
It's coming. He's due.
I'm going to keep dropping dice.
Right, oh Waluigi God. Might get a game of his own someday.
Maybe.
He did. It was the DDR for GameCube.
Oh, that's right.
He was the villain in that
there you
game.
Go.
I remember that.
You did.
He owned that.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rare game.
Matt, everything.
Yep. And so as far as other, like, the only other notable things from the Video Game Awards, they showed off the new King's Quest game. Like, they did had a
yeah.
nice fat
mm-hmm.
trailer of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks cool if you're into that. I was never into King's Quest. Like, I really haven't played adventure games much historically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't have any personal investment in it, but it looks nice.
I was definitely more of a LucasArts guy than a Sierra guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
The only reason I know anything about, like, half the Sierra games is just from the YouTube channels that I watch, because a lot of them do a bunch of PC stuff, so I've seen multiple videos on, like, King's Quest V and a few other ones, and that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that
was like,
maybe...
Hooray.
As far as the actual content in that stupid awards show, that was maybe the highlight of, like, actually doing something right, because they had the Williamses up there, like, Roberta and, I don't remember
like
what
Serena
her fucking husband's
Venus.
Name is. Yes.
Whoa. Tennis time. Tennis time.
And they gave him the equivalent of, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award for making King's Quest, among other things, which was kind of neat. It also sort of bummed me out that seeing some of those dudes from that era who totally, theoretically, could be working in games, but, like, they everybody got out.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
they just
yeah.
don't do that shit
well,
anymore.
I'm done.
It
probably
takes they put them
on.
Down like dogs.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's the weird, scary thing, is that, like, it feels like people age out of the video game industry much more rapidly than they do in, like, other stuff, including other, like, industries with software development and stuff.
They probably just go into software development because it pays probably better.
Oh, yeah. It always pays better, and the work conditions are always better.
Yeah.
That is basically...
You have to develop games, you have to love making games.
Let me tell you about that.
On some level, you basically have to compromise. Like, you have to let people take advantage of you because you can be replaced.
And then eventually you tell someone where they touched you. On the wall, tell them where they touched you.
But yeah, that's a topic for another day. We don't need to get into that now, but it's still cool to recognize,
you better recognize
people who made games from that era.
Yeah,
and just like, they're not going to get talked about otherwise because they're not doing stuff now, but where we came from, like, let's talk about it.
Come a long way.
Yep. And then the only other thing, which was also Nintendo related, they had another trailer for Mario Maker there, which looks awesome. Like, it's much more elaborate than it was at E3. They had at least the two new skins in it now. Like, originally they had
the original game
and New Super Mario Brothers, and then they showed off Mario 3 and Mario World skins, ones that you would want.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
That's the only one that matters.
World would feel really weird to me, though, just seeing the graphics and having the Mario 1 physics the whole time. I'd be like,
I wouldn't even play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I couldn't.
I still want to know, like, that's the stuff that obviously was a trailer, so they didn't answer, like, whether you can tweak any of that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
if you could set the physics.
Around E3, they said they wouldn't allow you to do that, like, tweak the physics to a specific game.
Huge
but
shame.
I hope that changes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm still hopeful, and it still looks awesome.
Yeah, it's cool anyway.
Like, they showed off.
And it's not a full price game, is it? Or is it?
It's downloadable, so it's not going to be $60. I have no idea what they'll actually charge for it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be $60.
No, it won't be $60, I'll guarantee. I don't know what it'll cost. It'll cost between $20 and $40, probably.
Yeah,
that would be my guess.
I wouldn't pay much more than $20. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
But yeah, it looked really cool. The trailer was essentially, like, they showed off those skins, and then it was just, like, jump cuts of a bunch of, like, super gnarly Mario levels.
Mm.
Which like gnarly like and tubular.
Yeah.
Dang.
Fucking tubular.
Yes.
Tubular was a bitch-ass level.
I got good.
Was that the one where you just got the float thing at the beginning? Yeah, that one sucks.
I just fucking hate that level.
I've gotten inordinately good at it because
that one feels like a fan-made level. Like, that doesn't even
that
feel
whole
like
it's special a, world feels like a fan-made level.
No, that one especially bad. It's,
yeah, oh.
And
that was
the
one
is,
that stuck me for the longest.
It's not necessarily a hard level, it's just that you have to fucking pay attention.
You
it's
have
stressful.
To, you basically have to know everything.
Out of the way you normally play the game.
Yeah.
Watch out for the those charging chucks throwing baseballs and kicking footballs at you.
And the little fucking spit plants.
Oh.
God. Move on. I don't want to talk about this shit anymore.
Okay. Moving on.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
Yep.
I feel
so
bad about it.
That rounds out the Video Game Awards stuff. And then the day after, Sony had their PlayStation Experience event over the weekend.
Oh,
these were both in Vegas, by the way. It's apparently Las Vegas is the place to be for video games in December.
Vigit.
And other times.
Yep. And they had a big keynote thing. It was like 2.5 hours. It was a really long presentation.
I know some things.
Watch the
I know you know some things. So I'm just going to go down like the... Kyle's here!
Hey! Yeah,
cupcakes! Oh, this is the best
everyone.
Thing that's ever happened.
I love
yes, cupcakes.
Over.
Kyle McGrath, pull up a chair and sit down with us. There's got to be one more in this building.
Pull up a cupcake.
Pull up a cupcake.
I want a cupcake.
Email me a cupcake.
You want a cupcake? Subscribe
send a cupcake to this website.
I want a cupcake.
Anyway, how's it going, Kyle? Fresh off the job.
Yeah, I'm back, baby.
Oh. I took the white.
Glad to have you.
White power.
What are we talking
about? Oh, man, these are sweet rings, too, just like those basketball ones. Yes.
Mine came from the same place.
Mine is a toothpick.
Yeah, most likely. So anyway, I don't know. We were talking about a bunch of news. I just rounded out Video Game Awards announcements. Give me feelings on like the Zelda demo or anything like that.
I thought it was really neat.
Yep. Good.
You can eat apples and stuff. And
yep.
You can eat
horses
apples.
Horses don't run into trees.
The horses finally advanced tree interaction technology.
It's got bullet time in it, so it's actually a game
that
from like
so
2002.
That was so weird.
The bullet time, right?
Anyway, we're about to dig into the PlayStation Experience stuff. Sony announced a whole bunch of crap. I'm just going to go down in order, because I scrubbed through like most of the conference thing this morning.
Did we talk about Street Fighter?
Nope. We're getting there.
Okay.
It's on the list. Yep, we're getting there.
Brian's got all the boners.
So yeah, they talked about a bunch of stuff and announced some things that were interesting and then like some stuff that was just like total crap.
The biggest, worst announcement ever.
Yeah, well, they started.
I love that. We'll
so they started off with a super long Uncharted 4 demo, and I mean, I have like cliff notes here of just like, what I felt like when they used to put that stuff on screen. Like, it looks exactly like an Uncharted game. Like, it's prettier than the ones on PlayStation 3. But, I mean, it is completely identical. Like, if graphics fidelity aside, if you had cut either footage of Uncharted 2 or Uncharted 3 in there in its place, like, you couldn't even tell the difference from, like, a gameplay perspective.
Right.
So, for me personally, like, I don't even know why that game exists. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure people will be into it, but...
I think it's actually supposed to be the end of the story.
Yeah, well, then that'll be fine.
There'll never be like, an end to this story.
That'll be fine narratively if that's, what, be if that's what they do with it.
There'll be more things to chart. Yep.
If that's what they do with it from a story perspective.
It's a photographer's game.
But, like, after coming off...
Surveying.
It's Pokemon Snap.
Featuring Nathan Drake. See if we can ever top Wind Waker in terms of cartography in games.
God
Pokemon
damn.
Pokemon Snap mixed with Etrian Odyssey. It would be the perfect game.
Yep. It's photo collecting and map making.
Doug, you got some seriously green teeth and lips right now.
That should be the picture.
It just may be. But no, yeah, coming off of The Last of Us and then like having them show that off is the next thing that they're making. Like, I could not be a more underwhelming, like...
Wait, how they're making it again?
Well, no, I mean, just The Last of Us is the last things. Game they released, and then the thing that they're working on now is another fucking Uncharted game.
Yeah. I'm sure The Last of Us again will be sometime next year.
Sure, but I mean, given the choice between...
The actual
The Rest of Us.
Right.
The rest of them.
You should the be others. Marketing.
A couple more.
That's perfect. But I mean, after playing that game, like I thought The Last of Us was more fun mechanically and more interesting story-wise than the Uncharted games. And I actually liked Uncharted 2 a lot. I didn't play 3 very much.
I've heard a lot of good things just about it as a series. I've never played any of them, but if I owned a PlayStation, I'd definitely try one of them.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like the stealth stuff was fun in The Last of Us. Like that game kind of had a curve of like the stuff that you would do. Like it introduced you to like picking up bottles and stuff out of the environment. And how you can use melee weapons and getting different guns and like how you can upgrade that stuff.
These animations were so just like obnoxious. I love it.
Lorraine's gesticulating is really selling
it. Yeah, she's simulating the picking stuff up animation, which is pretty incredible in The Last of Us. It's just like this weird hunker down like. Your arms are way higher over your shoulders than they should be. Like, just reaching out and snatching stuff.
Especially when you're crouching and there's something on like the table in front of you. He's just like, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the point being that that game actually, like, The Last of Us had a curve of, like, gameplay where, like, it evolved over the course of playing it. And Uncharted is kind of literally just, like, you've got guns and you shoot dudes. And you go to another set piece and you see, like, a half cutscene, half quick time event. And you go to shoot more dudes.
That's why I got tired of it a quarter of the way through one game.
Yep. Yeah, so I mean, I am personally not stoked to play Uncharted 4, but I'm sure people will be doing it. It does look nice. Like, it's pretty. So, I mean, they've got their graphics chops down, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're working on something else in tandem. I hope they've got something on the back burner that is not Uncharted 4.
The rest of them.
The rest of them.
Some more.
Yep.
Some more of them.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Again, going down in order of stuff they announced, they had dudes come up to talk about MLB 15, the show, for 5 minutes.
Awesome.
Which, in December, like, I'm ready for some fucking baseball, let me tell you.
It's been like 2 months since I've seen a baseball game.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they hold the exclusive license to that, too. There are competing baseball games.
There are no other baseball games anymore.
Literally none?
Yeah. No other Major League Baseball games.
Like, not licensed.
That's amazing.
They could do, like...
No, I did know that.
Mario All-Stars.
Yeah, Mario Baseball and Backyard Baseball.
But, like, if you want a baseball sim, then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, a baseball management sim.
I want a baseball sim.
I can give you a link to one.
No, I don't.
Let me know.
I don't, actually.
Can you argue with the umpire and get right up in his face?
No, I want to be the...
You're the GM.
I want to be the guy in the box.
Can they
you make the team and watch it play.
Can they please make a Cuban League game?
You could make that game.
There's guys chewing shit.
You have to pay 90% of your wages to Castro.
You don't do it for the money. You do it for the love of the freaking game, damn it.
That's right. So you can be in the European games or whatever and then defect.
See, I'm 100% in on a cricket manager sim.
I can almost guarantee that exists.
4 day game.
Can't wait to play Pakistan.
It's got that same fucking font. It's Cricket Simulator 20 whatever. Whatever year it is.
And whichever the show.
Yep.
Hey, Cricket's a big deal in the
Cricket Simulator 2014
region.
The
yeah,
show. Oh,
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're still using PS2s over there.
Ooh.
Zing. So yeah.
They got that figured out.
Baseball.
baseball.
Hot Topics in December 2014.
Baseball sucks.
That game will come out and be a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started, so they did this more than once for a presentation that was 2.5 hours long. Like, they should have left things on the cutting room floor, because more, like, there were probably a good fourth of the things they announced are, they literally put up a logo and had a dude talk for 2 minutes and that was it.
I hate that.
No trailer, no gameplay, no nothing. So the first time that they did that was they announced a game called Killstrain, which is some free-to-play multiplayer shooter nonsense.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, Warframe and no one will ever play it.
Sure, yeah, yeah. That. After that, they showed off new Bloodborne footage, which looks cool. It's still a Souls game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's if you want to play more of a Souls game, like, you should probably check that out.
Is it a Dark Souls sequel?
It's the same. It's made by the same
studio
people.
And same style of game.
Yeah, it's made by the same guy who made the original Demon's Souls and maybe Dark Souls. He definitely didn't work on Dark Souls 2, like the actual numbered sequel.
Same flavor.
Yeah, but like, it is that. It's that with guns.
Whoa.
So,
alright.
Yep, that's out, or that's coming out early next year. They had a full, like, 10-minute chunk on the Destiny expansion, which is insane to me, because it comes out in, like, 2 days.
Yes, it does.
Well, people gotta buy that.
Sure, yeah, exactly. They're like, they're putting you on notice.
10-year plan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Square deal.
Yep.
You did it. So, yeah, that's more Destiny.
There's an advertisement on the Destiny main menu now for the expansion.
Good.
Hyrule Warriors does that too, where they have advertisements for the DLC right on the main screen, and really is,
can't not see.
It makes me angry.
Yep. Listen, man, we know you have more money to spend.
Press
push
this
button.
Buy more crap.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yep. After the Destiny stuff, they totally staggered their Street Fighter announcements. Like in the flow of the presentation, they started by announcing Ultra Street Fighter 4 for PS4, which is like. that's all I can say about that at this point. I mean, why not? Sure, it can be on everything, because people still like that game. And I still like that game, but it doesn't necessarily need to be on another fucking platform.
Yes, it does.
It's just another... It's a reason for Mad Catz to move forward and finally start manufacturing sticks for the
start
PS4. Because nothing... Because there is no real fighting game on PS4 yet.
That's true, yeah.
So it's giving them a reason to start manufacturing those.
Yep. And then we'll get to the other Street Fighter announcement. I'll still go with down these chronologically for whatever freaking reason. Following that, they announced a game called Killing Floor 2, which that wasn't the announcement for the game, but it's coming out on PlayStation platforms. It's a shooter with zombies. Like,
yeah,
who fucking cares?
A lot of people played Killing Floor 1. It never appealed to me.
Mm.
But
I've
seen people play it for like 3 or 4 years on Steam. So.
Mm-hmm.
In Killing Floor, do you kill the floor?
I'm like,
unfortunately, no.
You have guns, and there's an endless wave of zombies, and you keep killing them.
Yep.
Good.
It's like a slaughterhouse.
And you get more guns and better guns, and
then there are more zombies.
Yep.
And
better
zombies.
It's the zombie mode from Call of Duty.
Sounds
sure.
like a phone app that never stops.
Like, Serious Sam Doom style.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I just have to wonder if people working on those products are exasperated or if they're stoked. Like, if you're working on a thing right now, and the one-sentence pitch is, it's blank with zombies, like, are you excited to be doing that, or are you just like...
People
love
zombies. Fucking
God. I'm sure there still are people that are excited about it.
I'm sure that whoever... I don't know who made Killing Floor, but I'm sure whoever did has made so much money from
that they don't care.
Wouldn't have been a huge amount of work.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess that's ultimately the point. Is it's pretty easy.
The poor programmer coloring the blood. I don't know if he gets paid anymore.
Yeah, I wonder. Probably not. I'm assuming those guys don't have royalty deals.
No.
We need green blood for the German version today.
I want this green blood on my desk by Monday.
Shrap.
Green ketchup.
Yep.
Ketchup.
Yep. After that, they talked about a game called Darkest Dungeon, which I hadn't heard of before, which is coming to the PS4. It looked like a weird, like, side-scrolling turn-based RPG. Like, it looked kind of entertaining, but I don't know much more about it than that. Like, you would walk sideways, basically, through an environment as if it were, like, a platformer. But there's no jumping or anything. And at some point you would encounter another party, and then it becomes like a turn-based, like...
Okay.
I do a thing, and you do a thing, like, RPG combat thing.
Fuck them up.
Yep, it looked kind of cool. They had that game, The Forest, on there, which I guess is in Steam Early Access now. Has anyone seen anything on that?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Lost to the video game, basically.
All right.
Like, you start on a plane in first person, and then that plane crashes into an island... And then it becomes like a resource gathering exploration thing.
I think
and then
I've heard of that game now, actually.
Spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're in purgatory.
I think I've heard of it on Steam.
Yeah, so I mean, that's whatever. It looks kind of interesting. And then they announced a bunch of stuff for the Vita that doesn't really matter. Like, the Vita gets ports and nothing else. No JRPGs. Whoa. Yeah, Geometry Wars 3 is coming to the Vita. That's like whatever.
That's a cool, but that doesn't appeal to anyone that plays.
That could have been out for 2 years.
It's a good game that should be on there.
It just came out. Threes just came out. Whatever. Right?
I don't know.
Didn't it?
Threes?
Yeah. No, not threes. Three.
Yes, that came out like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Threes is bows. Threes is amazing.
It's on the list here. We're going to talk about
geometry.
Threes.
Yep.
There's very little geometry in there.
Yeah. In there, the second and super disappointing, like, we're going to put up a logo and nothing else announcement was that Persona 5 is exclusive to PlayStation platforms in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That was literally all the news they had on it. They said, it's exclusive, here's the logo, and then they moved on to the next thing. It was a complete waste of time.
That's
good
to tell people.
I mean, it's good for their marketing department to tell people.
It's as much information as the original announcement, which is the theme color is red.
Actually, it's more information because people that really care are going to be like, well, then I'm not going to buy that Xbox One with hopes that it's coming out for it.
There you go. I mean, yeah, that's why they did that.
I was going to buy it, but I only like blue.
Somebody in legal, like, look, we signed this deal. We're going to mention
Let's start getting our money out of it. I mean, that's the takeaway I'm taking from the Street Fighter thing, too. I know we haven't gotten there yet.
Yep. basically. They announced some other stuff, like ports. Bastion is coming to PS4 and Vita. Again, it's hard to get excited about, two- or three-year-old games coming to other platforms. I'm just going to skip this one because who cares?
Wow.
they announced a bunch of Vita games that people thought they were super excited about. The Suikoden 1 and 2 are coming out on Vita. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Ports of Towerfall, Octodad, Super Time Force, The Banner Saga.
Octodad! That game is so good!
Yep. Maybe the most notable thing on that list, I have to admit. And then, like, Resident Evil Revelations 2, which I guess I wrote down as Resident Vita Revelations on the list.
Octodad's the only one that matters there. That game's godlike. 10 out of 10.
Octodad is pretty good. Yeah. I have to be honest.
A few people from that team talk at GDC. It was neat.
Yeah. Seemed like a cool group
Young
of dudes.
Horses.
They're not too far away. They're over in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too geographically distant.
Woo!
And then finally, after skipping a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter, Street Fighter V got announced.
Yes, sir.
It's a PlayStation exclusive, which again, we had mentioned this before we started recording, but I would love to see the quantity of money that had to change hands to make that happen.
That's a big
blow. All the money
blow.
That Capcom didn't spend on Mega Man games has gone into
Street Fighter V. They put it all in a big pile, wheeled it over like through Kyoto or whatever to Sony.
Yeah.
All that yen, just like...
dumped it off on the lawn.
Yeah.
Check signed to Ono. From the Mega Man Legends 3 fund.
That's what it is on their, like, budget. Yep, like, that's what it's written off.
An Excel sheet somewhere, that's exactly what it says.
I was just thinking, like, something in an office where they have, like, a big picture of Keiji Inafune, and there's a big safe behind it, and they just took all the money out.
Yep. Accurate.
I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah. There are some cool things, like, I saw a guard break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Guard breaks in Street Fighter?
Yep, yeah. We had talked a little bit to Gabe about it before he took off. It looks really neat. Then I still want to know if the environmental stuff is part of the gameplay or not.
Yeah.
It showed, like, Chun-Li kicking Ryu through a wall.
Yeah,
I'm really worried that this might be a 3D fighter that's being masked at the bottom.
I don't know.
No, it's not going to be a 3D
fighter. They would have showed a camera rotate, like...
Yeah.
They wouldn't have showed it that way if it was going to be a 3D game.
But,
yeah, I have no problem at all with destructible environments as long as, like... When they hit the wall, all that should happen is they go through the wall.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't actually have, like, it doesn't reduce health or change momentum or position or whatever. Yeah, I totally agree. If cool looking shit happens, that's fine.
Yeah. But apparently it's supposed to, rumor is it's supposed to be chronologically after Third Strike.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably will have Third Strike characters.
Please and thank you.
Give me Urien. Hear me roar. And Ryu's low forward is, in fact, his third strike low forward.
Oh, man.
So that's, you know, telling in itself.
Stanky leg.
And then, Chun-Li just being fucking Chun-Li.
Yep.
Give her that you can cancel her into her super from her low forward while it's recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Broken shit.
Wasn't it only like 30 seconds of gameplay?
Yeah, it's very little. Yeah. It was about 30 seconds of gameplay. And again, it wasn't even like a full... It wasn't even like a full match. Like, it was like... Here's a couple, like, attacks, jump cut. Here's a couple more attacks, jump cut. Here's like, a super.
Here's a combo from Chun-Li. Here's a combo from
Basically.
Fans have now spent 10,000 hours analyzing this video.
Yeah,
right. So. I say, yeah, everybody's cut through it frame by frame.
The thing that's been, like, the things that have been most notable were the guard break.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that they got those fancy, like, Ryu had that, those, like, ink effects, and Chun-Li had those, like, water effects.
Yeah.
It's showed, some kind of power
They up. Showed her do, like, some, what looks like some weird, like, EX attack or something, where she does, like, two fireballs.
Yeah.
It looks like it might be a little more juggle-heavy, like, Tekken, because they showed Ryu, like, juggling something into an uppercut, and... Chun-Li did look like she was getting a little more active in the air than you would be in, like, a Street Fighter 4.
Yeah. As long as it isn't King of Fighters or every game takes an hour.
I doubt that'll be the case.
What if it's like Marvel?
I mean, obviously we don't really know.
I'll shoot myself.
But judging from the cadence of this, like, 30-second trailer, it looks pretty active.
Yeah.
Like, they were showing, like, things that looked like high levels of combo ability. So yeah. I don't think it'll be a slow plotting product. But, I mean, I guess they're going to have it in real time in a week. They said that they're going to show off... like a demo on stream at Capcom Cup on the 13th.
Mm. Well, that's awesome. That's really cool.
So we will be able to see it in action for reals.
Finally, a company who knows how to show people shit.
I know, right?
Capcom? You're kidding me?
Their fighting game department's been pretty upfront.
What about the rest of it?
Well, the rest of it sucks.
What the hell is the rest of Capcom right now? I mean,
they don't have anything else right now.
In the toilet.
They had Strider and then mobile games.
Uh-huh. Certainly not Mega Man.
Oh god.
Like a what?
Who?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about Mighty Number 9?
Watching Ono on the PlayStation stream was pretty good though. He was just like
Was he speaking broken English?
He introduced himself in broken English and then had a translator.
Okay.
He's just always amped. I love seeing that dude just gesticulate.
That guy's on meth.
I would believe it.
You better just like
he had his little Blanca in hand.
Yeah.
He was there rocking out.
I think he's autistic.
Maybe.
To make a Street Fight, you almost have to be.
God bless him, man.
Yeah,
get shit done. So that dude basically, the story that I've heard is he essentially put his job on the line to get Street Fighter 4 made.
Yeah.
He's like, look,
yeah, that was a big
I want to make this product, and if it doesn't work, like, you can do whatever, but I have a feeling that this could be successful. And at this point, it's like
you're
probably 30% of Capcom's
money. Let's imagine a world where Capcom didn't have Street Fighter 4.
Right.
Yeah. RE7.
That's probably
fart noises.
And still no Mega Man.
How is it Capcom needed somebody to so heavily like whisper in their ear? No, give me a chance, give me a shot. I guarantee you, like, this one of the biggest cultural video, like, you know, impacted video games ever will be successful
because it's Japan.
And because fighting games crash so hard.
Yeah.
Right, that's more of the thing than anything else.
Yeah, I guess there were all those games, like just all the 3D fighters all at once and all that stuff, mm-hmm. where just everybody was like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of.
Yeah, fighting games were dead for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it's like, like I said, you had, like, Tekken, like, whatever, and Dead or Alive this.
Right,
that.
Yeah, I mean,
there were a ton.
The
thing
a bunch there of is shitty that games that when, people would play and just be mad
when
about.
When Street Fighter 4 got greenlit, like, and ultimately came out, I wouldn't say that it was, like, a slam dunk. Like, that it would have been guaranteed to be a success. Right. But I'm glad that it was.
Okay.
I'm glad that it found an audience and is
and
continuing to...
Something I'm excited about for Street Fighter 5 is that it could be... a little more intricate than what Street Fighter 4 is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Street Fighter 4 was Street Fighter brought back down to the brass tacks. So that they could, you know, introduce new players to the genre, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could see some more cool, interesting, fun things.
So are you saying you want it to be Third Strike, or are you saying you want it to be Alpha?
A mix of the two.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't go overboard on complexity, but I do hope that they kind of toss out, like, Street Fighter 4 specific mechanics in favor of new stuff.
Yeah,
like, if it has focused attacks, that's going to be kind of lame.
Yeah.
If it has ultras, that might be okay, but it's still, like, they could get rid of that stuff, and it wouldn't be
they could just
be
bring
able
it back
to
down to supers, and I'd be happy with it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we will see, but I am excited.
Did they have a release date on that?
No. It might come out next year, but I mean, they haven't said
Street
nothing
Fighter 4
about
for PS4 is spring of next year.
Right, yeah,
so
Street Fighter 5 will be out someday.
It might be out before Evo.
I doubt it. I mean, maybe.
It'll either be out like a month before Evo, or it'll come out like after, a little bit
Christmas.
Evo.
Yeah, I think it's Christmas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, based on the way that the trailer was set up, tied in with the fact that it had giant text on the bottom that says, like, gameplay in production, not necessarily representative of final product.
We just cranked this out.
Yeah, I assume that that's super early. What else is on this list? They announced Game Beast is coming out on PS4. Has anyone else seen footage of that game?
I've never heard of this.
It's incredible. We'll have to watch a video of it at some point.
Yeah. We've been following it a lot on Giant Bomb because they've been playing a lot of like the really early stuff they've gotten. And it's just, it's obnoxious. It looks like a fun time. Mm-hmm. I feel like we would enjoy it as a group.
It's like an environmental combat game, I guess. Cool. So you have little weird like stocky characters that you can move around the environment, and individual button presses control their like individual limbs to do like grabs and punches and grapples.
That sounds awesome.
And it basically just revolves around like kind of sloppily moving around environments, throwing dudes into like traps or beating the shit out of them and then tossing them off ledges.
That's so good. Awesome.
Yeah, and the level design is amazing. Like it's super simplistic. Like the characters are really like flat. They're like most of them. It looks like are just like a single like color. On like a really simple character model, and the levels are kind of simplistic too, but I mean the levels that they made are awesome. Like there are some that are just like they look like weird factories where it's like they have like just like weird spinning gears that you could throw dudes into, like, and like pits with fire in them,
just like big spinning like saw blades. Mm-hmm. Like
one of the levels is just like it takes place on top of two moving semi trucks.
No, there's four. There are four.
Okay.
What was the name of this again?
Gang Beasts.
That thing about the semis you just said sort of reminded me of something I saw. That might have been it.
They're little, like, just, like, red and blue and yellow and green guys. They have, like, little white eyes and just, like, pick guys out. Like, you're just, like, throwing people off. And you can, like, hold onto walls and try to... It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. What else? There's like the Ferris wheel one. Like there's a level
that's on a
spinning Ferris wheel that you can like punch people and throw them off like through the ground, and like the ground shatters when they hit it. God, there's some other good ones too.
There's like a house kind of like built into the wall. There's just like a circle of fire just like in the ground, and you can like go in the house and just like stand inside. Like just throw people. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like it's definitely a thing I'm gonna pick up when it comes out. Mm-hmm. It's a super cool looking indie thing. And that's being published by Double Fine, I believe, through their Indie Games Initiative. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, I'm stoked that that's coming out on a console. Mm-hmm. It seems real rad.
What's the name of that game we played once? I believe
the Ninja game.
I think it was the Samurai Gun.
Yeah, yep.
That was awesome. Fun. I want to do that again.
We should do that again. Samurai Gun is awesome. And this is the same. This is in the same vein of that, that's of just like local multiplayer combat
Bring
games.
I miss local multiplayer.
Yep. Yeah, we would definitely play Samurai Gun again.
Topic of indie games, there's also a game called Drift Stage I'm waiting for, and that's a really 90s, late 80s color game. It's just like big pixel blocked like sports cars from that era, and you just drive around this big like pink and like neon orange and purple city.
Flamboyant.
And you just turn freaking sideways, you hit the corners, and just streams of white smoke shooting out the side of your car because you're drifting the hell out that sumbitch.
Turn and burn.
You are turning and burning around goddamn narrowing corners in fancy ass cars with flashy ass backgrounds.
Tokyo Drift.
It's probably not very deep, but it does everything I need to do.
Good gameplay.
Shit. Oh man, that sounds cool. What else is on this list? They announced that Broken Age is getting ported to the PS4 and Vita. That's Tim Schafer's new adventure game thing. It was the big Double Fine Kickstarter. Like they raised like almost $4 million, I think.
Wow.
To make that thing. So that's kind of a big deal, like from a business perspective at least. And that game looks cool. I haven't really played it, but it looks neat.
We'd mentioned earlier, we played like
five seconds of it at GDC
earlier this year.
They also announced Day of the Tentacle Special Edition. It's coming to PlayStation stuff, which is another LucasArts adventure game that Tim Schafer had worked on in the past.
They're doing it like Grim Fandango, because like...
Yeah.
I thought LucasArts folded.
Oh, they did.
Disney ate it.
Yeah, the more interesting part of those announcements with like the Grim Fandango remake and this Day of the Tentacle remake is that they're basically cross-licensing deals from like with Sony, Double Fine, and Disney. Because Double Fine's doing the production, Disney owns the properties, and Sony has the platforms.
Damn.
That's amazing.
So that's a lot of, from a business logistics perspective.
These are all apparently like beloved games. Like I've never played them, but there's like praise for them everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of those LucasArts games are really well loved by a lot of nerds.
Called out by Fro.
Damn.
Put on notice.
Shots fired.
I used to play some of those text adventure Indiana Jones games.
Yep. Alright, what else? I'm gonna skip. They announced a new Frat Princess game. Who cares?
No Frat Princess.
Frat Princess.
Gabe would care if he were here.
I would play, I would play a Frat Princess game.
Yep. Frat, yep. Oh, God. I feel like that game in reality... Yeah, I feel like that's a little date rapier than I would want a game to be. I don't think I want to play a Frat Princess.
I think that's about as date rapey as I want a game to be.
Oh, I thought you said Frat Princess. That's like why I said a barista.
Oh, Frat Princess might work, too.
Starbucks employee.
Yep. They had
105.
So rather play Frat Princess.
So probably the most insane thing that happened on the actual stream, they had the guy who made Katamari Damacy is working on a new thing. They had him come up on stage, and I guess he's working on it in conjunction with some other studio that so a lady who used to work at EA and she worked on Journey for a little bit at that game company. I forget her name, unfortunately. But she was introducing this game on stage with the Katamari Damacy gentleman, and he's on stage holding a plastic fork inexplicably. And when she introduces him to like give a little context on the product he's working on, the three words he leads off is this, like, "I'm Japanese, I guess." And then proceeds to like talk a little bit about how this was like a multicultural effort with like the East and the West. But it was like, it was exactly what I would expect the guy who made Katamari Damacy to act like.
Probably done so many shrooms.
Like, what a racist.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. And they announced a game called Wadum, which I don't even know what it was. It looked like a bizarre like animated art film. It just had a little boxy creature putting on a top hat that had a bomb under it, going through a door into a background, and then you heard it explode, and then the title card came up.
It was very strange.
I'm interested.
This deserves my money.
So, fuck if I know, but that dude...
Him making a game for a different genre would be really interesting, mm-hmm. just because... Make a first-person shooter.
Like, what would that even be?
Or a platformer, whatever. Like,
he wasn't, whatever the hell he wants. Yeah.
He wasn't behind Nobi Boy,
yes.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he
was.
Yep, yeah.
That's what I thought.
The three games he's worked on are Katamari Damacy, We Love Katamari, and Nobi Nobi Boy. And he wasn't involved with any of those other sequels.
Right.
He quit games for a while to try to make playground equipment. He was designing playgrounds in Japan.
Is that all it was? Just like Katamari balls everywhere?
And now apparently he's working in games again. So, yeah,
giant
that's
Velcro everywhere.
Yep.
That wouldn't be very sanitary.
Oh, that's something.
Nope.
It's not ball pits.
Or safe.
Ball pits are
pretty unsanitary. Really? Oh my gosh.
Everything with children.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep.
Cesspools, if you will.
Mm-hmm. They showed other stuff. They showed more footage of The Order 1866, their steampunk third-person shooter. Mm-hmm. It looks like a first third-person shooter. That's about the enthusiasm I can sum it up for it.
Yep.
They showed off their port of Tearaway to the PS4.
It's a new game, isn't it? Or is
it's an updated version.
It is? Okay.
There's new content in it, but it is not a completely different product.
Okay, I missed that part of the thing. I wasn't sure if it was like a new game.
So, I mean, that looks still kind of charming, but ultimately it's a... I guess it's the weirdest of the Vita announcements, because it's like the only game that's being ported from Vita to a console, as opposed to the other way around. Oh, man. The other highlight of the stream itself.
Yeah.
So they announced... they probably didn't announce this here, but I hadn't heard of it until the stream. They're working on a game called Until Dawn. I don't remember who the team was for this. The guy introduced it as a game starring Hayden Panettiere, so you know it's good.
It was something. Oh, man.
And it literally opens... It looks like it's just like a survival... quick time event game, if I had to describe it. It literally opens with maybe her character. I couldn't tell like if that was her voice or not.
I'm assuming it was the only other person.
Yeah,
her
character in a bath towel and nothing else with a flashlight in like this mysterious dark...
We got your target market right here.
In this mysterious dark house. Okay. And then she like shines the light at a projection screen, and then a serial killer comes up and he's like, "I'm in the building. Watch this woman I killed."
Booga, booga.
And then he comes around a corner and they show 15 minutes of quote-unquote gameplay, that's just like... She gets to a thing, and there are two choices, and you have a choice between two buttons to push.
No, right. You tilt the DualShock 4 and then press X.
Yeah,
that was it.
It looked like a product.
I hate that.
It looked like a product completely devoid of all meaning. Like, it looked like somehow an even more boring Heavy Rain. that's what that game actually looked like. And I kind of liked Heavy Rain, but I don't think I could play that same game again.
It
doesn't look good.
Is it ugly?
I mean, it looked okay.
Her mouth looked really awful.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it was...
I'm sure it's awesome.
By next-gen game graphic standards, it didn't stand out to me.
It was a solid meh for next-gen.
Mm-hmm. The announcement after that, they had a guy from Square Enix who, as far as I could tell, wasn't actually speaking English at all.
It was real... one, I think it's
it was real broken, and he announced that Final Fantasy VII is coming to the PS4. Which is apparently a
second. Everyone was excited.
One brief moment, right?
But it is the PC version.
It sure is
going to PS4.
So they
slightly updated.
Yes,
they pulled the game off of Steam and put it on a PlayStation console.
Wasn't it on the PlayStation Store already? Like
it already is. Like the original release.
Yeah, I have it on my Vita.
You can you can get it on the portables and PS3. But I guess not on PS4 yet.
How is this memorable?
It's not.
They did it to fuck with everyone.
It was the biggest tease ever, and then it's just like, it's just
there's
Final
a couple more
Fantasy
dollars
7.
To squeeze out of this one.
See, the Steam port at least supports higher resolutions.
Right.
Yeah.
So it'll be like playing the originals or whatever, except...
Or
at least on modern television.
It'll be less blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the only thing I can take away from that is it looks sharper.
Yeah, the graphics
just
say the menus look way better. Yeah. The text looks awesome.
the polygons are really fucking well defined, guys.
Look at that rigid line.
Yeah, look at that angle.
The Final Fantasy VIII HD thing for Steam, and if don't have that on. Like, I mean, it's already an ugly enough game, but if you take away the things that blur the angles out a little bit, you will literally put your eye out.
Whatever.
On the angle.
Shut up.
Yeah. Nope.
You cut yourself on that sharp edge.
The 8 PC port was never good, though. Like, right. Even back in the day when 8 looked great, it was a shitty
Dem
shitty
graphics.
Port.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So that was that. They had another section of actual gameplay this time of No Man's Sky. Has anyone seen footage of that game?
Nope.
Oh, yeah,
I vaguely know what it is.
Yeah, so it does look neat, but the more times they show that off, the more I'm convinced that it's almost not an interactive product at all. Like, it looks like it's maybe just barely a game, if that.
Yeah.
Like, it looks super cool, like, visually, because they show, like, you jump in a starship, and then you, like, teleport to a planet, and the planet looks crazy. And it's a unique planet that someone can discover, and then you get back in the ship and you teleport to another planet.
And you can somehow locate undiscovered things.
Right, yeah, but at no point do you actually do anything other than go to a map and then like look at the environment around it. At least in the game, in what they've showed.
Yeah.
Supposedly there's combat and like other players will show up in your game and
you
can kill them.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. I hope that there is stuff to do in it.
Yeah.
Because like it could be an interesting, weird, conceptual thing to just like play through this environmental generator thing.
Yeah, I would explore space.
And then you realize how boring that is after about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Without doing anything else.
Space is big and empty. Right.
Yeah, it still looks awesome, and it has like
many
a
of the things
huge amount of promise, but I want to see like 15 or 20 minutes of someone sitting down and like, look, here's the gameplay loop of this thing. Get in your ship and you go to a planet, and here's some stuff that you can do while you're there, other than just like land there, look at a weird animal, and then go somewhere else.
Supposedly, from the very little reading I did, it's kind of like a survival game, and you start with basically nothing, and you like work your way up to having a spaceship, and...
That would be awesome. I hope that's...
Yeah, I've heard that too, but honestly, every single press release I hear about it, it's like, everyone's gonna start on a different planet, and there's more worlds than you could ever visit. And you can go and explore them, and someone else can discover a thing, and you can see who discovered it, and you can discover... It's like, that's literally every single time they show this game. It still looks cool. Like, they show off new stuff every time. Like, new planets, that is.
Yeah.
But,
well, like you said, it looks really neat, but that's the part where I'm at... excuse me. That's the part where I'm a little apprehensive, is just, like, their pitch is so grandiose that I'm afraid that they're not going to be able to put out a product that will live up to it. I hope I'm wrong.
Or there's literally nothing other than that.
I did it. I found the planet.
Right.
And there is nothing programmed on the planet.
Yep.
So we shall see.
I just found an empty room here, guys. It's just a sphere.
Yeah, that's now everyone else will know that you found the empty
room. You plant a sign that says, Gary was here. Ash is a loser. It's still
It'll be like that game Peter Molyneux made where you click on the cube over and over again.
Yep, yeah.
If you're the guy that clicks on it the right time, then you're the god of some game.
You get a life-changing prize. Yep. Yeah, Curiosity or something. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, his weird experiment.
We listened to a talk by him at GDC2. That was a time.
Yep.
Did your brains break?
Maybe.
Peter Molyneux's quite a dude. Yeah, I hope that ends up being amazing. It's still... The fact that they're making something like that is still infinitely impressive, considering that the game that they put out before that was Joe Danger. Which was like a fun, weird little, like, trials kind of, like, take their motorcycle up, like, through the stunt tracks or whatever. But, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's totally nuts that this is the project they tackled after that.
Very different type of game.
Uh-huh. It looks cool. Hopefully it comes together. And then the last thing that they announced as far as new games go on that press conference... was David Jaffe came up and announced his new game, Drawn to Death, which is a third-person shooter basically takes place in a high school kid's angsty notebook.
Cool. It's like Scribblenauts, only more violent.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
It's a third-person arena shooter.
Yeah, it's a third-person arena shooter that's graphics look like basically like a...
Notebook.
14-year-old's rendering of a Slipknot album cover. Like, that's what this game looks like.
Sweet.
Which, like, at some level, I don't know. It does not look like a thing that I'd like to play. I'm sure there are people out there who enjoy it.
It's but unique.
Looking at this product and thinking back to his prior things that he's made, like I feel like every single David Jaffe game is actually just like shit that an angsty high school kid would do.
He's now perpetually angsty.
Yeah, you've got Twisted Metal, God of War, and then this.
Yes.
Got issues. Unresolved issues.
Twisted Metal, though.
Man peaked in high school.
The clown's creative. Like,
blah. There's Rob Zombie on fire. And there's Rob Zombie in the game. What more do you want?
Nothing.
I want to know if there's been a Twisted Metal game released that doesn't have Dragula in the soundtrack.
At least half of them.
Oh, God. So, I mean, there's probably an audience for that. I don't think that's a thing that I want to play. But, whatever. So that'll wrap up our huge smattering of news. I've got a smallish list of new releases here, and then we can wrap this thing up. There's actually stuff that has come out, or will still come out before the end of the year. A handful of things. The Crew is out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That's Ubisoft's open-world driving game with a map of America that looks like it was created by a 12-year-old on Adderall. It's real weird.
Wasn't like, there a whole thing you can drive across the country and you hit, like, maybe 5 cities?
Well, you can, yeah. So you can, quote-unquote, drive across the country, but it's just, like,
Does
I don't know.
Does it take a week?
Nope.
No, it probably takes, like, an hour or two. But, I mean, literally, even the positions of things are skewed. Like, Chicago is, like, next to and on top of Detroit for some reason. And then, like, the entire center of the country is just gone. Like, there may be one or two cities you can actually go to.
Well, that's because that's... Mostly
flyover territory.
Really doing everyone a favor here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to go.
I wanted to visit Des Moines.
Yeah. Yep. Where are the Dakotas? Come on, guys.
Is Salt Lake City in the game?
Maybe. I'm not actually sure. I forget.
Well, Dakota was in that other game anyway, so whatever.
I just want to see some Mormons.
Yep. Kingdom Hearts 2.5 HD Remix is out for PS3. That's the tier.
I'm kind of excited about that still. I want to play Birth by Sleep on the TV.
On the TV.
On the TV.
On television.
I do.
On the TV.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Yep, so I mean...
What rain is now Southern Bell?
It's a remake of an old game. Guys, I have the release of the week here. Chess is out for the PS3.
I'm dropping Spike's phone.
Yep.
I'm
yeah.
Gonna go do that.
Yes, it is downloadable. It is a port of a PlayStation game.
Port of chess.
That is chess. So again,
yeah,
I'm just
play chess for the rest.
I'm just highlighting this stuff because someone within Sony's organization had to make sure that happened. Like a human being managed the fact that they were putting out the PS1 version of chess on the PlayStation 3. So that alone
that sounds like a lot more work than actually just making it from scratch.
Right. So I mean, I don't know. That exists. Fire Emblem is out this week on the Wii U, which is pretty cool.
What game?
The port, or
the original
the virtual console.
Yeah, the first GBA game.
Fire Emblem 7.
Yeah.
The first one here.
I, 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 Yep.
That came out on the Wii
U. Hector.
Yeah, exactly.
Hector.
Yo, the isn't original enough. Dunk Master.
Hector's a beast.
It's a good game. Mm-hmm.
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker is out on the Wii U.
Really?
That still looks cool, yeah, but might be a little thin.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's kind of thin.
I've asked this before, but how much does it cost?
It's $39.99.
That's pushing it, right?
It will probably go on sale.
Sorry, didn't tell
you. Yeah, exactly. Someday it'll go on sale. Yeah. It'll be fine.
And even then, I won't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll think about it.
Yep. I have time for adventure!
My
adventure!
I am dizzy! I spin! Look at this shit!
Thank you.
Right. That was worth it.
Speaking of things that might have Toad in them, Ultimate NES Remix is out for the 3DS and Wii U.
Cool.
And those are like their physical disc bundles of both NES Remix games.
I've lost track of what the NES Remix games are individually, like
sure,
what their differences are. There's like six
there's
of them
just
now.
More,
yeah, they're just different games,
yeah,
I think.
More.
I played the one for like 10 minutes and was not interested.
It was a much cooler idea on paper than like the things they ended up releasing
the
ended up,
game
turned out to be.
Out.
Yeah.
Collect three balloons and balloon fight.
Yeah, whatever. It's still funny that Nintendo puts out like every single digital release of Note, they ultimately make a disc version of for whatever reason. Like that alone is kind of strange
that
to me.
Technology, apparently.
Yep. And then
kids
three
don't download things.
Threes is out this week for the Xbox One.
Because why not? Threes is still great.
Have any of you guys played that?
No.
It's like one of the only mobile games worth caring about.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just like a number matching puzzle game.
Oh yeah, I have played that.
Yeah, it's really good. It's actually totally awesome. It's weird that it's on the Xbox One, but
it's coming out to like Wii U too, I think.
Yeah.
But you can play it on Xbox One. You can play it in snapped mode, so you can have you can have video footage like either your TV stream or Netflix or something running on most of the screen, and then like Threes is over here
you
on a box
need
to your right.
Space for Threes. That's great.
So I mean, yeah, it's actually a really good game. I wouldn't want to play it on a console.
No.
Like I would just go download it on
there's
iOS
no reason,
or Android.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, yeah, I'll look into that. Yeah,
yeah, but it's totally worth checking out. It's a lot of fun. Handful of other things. The Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy HD is out on December 9th for the 3DS. And as far as I know, that is just a port of the iOS games. Like they put out Phoenix Wright Collection on iOS and maybe Android too, and I'm assuming that's exactly what that is.
Yeah, that's Capcom too, isn't it?
Yes, that is a Capcom.
Now we know what the
Capcom
rest of
joint.
Is doing.
Yep.
Exactly. It's
two guys sitting
Street Fighter
V
and Ace Attorney compilations. That's what they got going on.
It's like, well, guys, you weren't good enough to make the Street Fighter team, but the good news is you can slap
string
all these other
too.
Games together.
Yep.
B-string.
Yep.
How is it that so much of Capcom's original content is so good, and yet they just don't make any? Like,
it's Japan.
Bad
yeah,
management.
Probably Japan.
Thanks, Capcom.
Yep. Final
Thanks,
Fantasy
Obama.
13-2 is out on the PC on December 11th.
Finally.
Oh, yeah.
So, damn.
Hooray.
And the 1080p patch for 13.
Yep, coming soon, yeah. You can render that game in full HD
so
glory.
So much lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like her.
We keep pushing this. You better like her.
Like her.
I'm going to keep mentioning Final Fantasy 13 until Lorraine ends up playing it.
I will get there.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Oh,
what'd she ever do to
that?
You?
She has to know.
She bought it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like those Star Wars reviews. Like, she has to understand.
You only got one more to go. You made it through the first two reviews.
I know. I want to watch the last one.
He did a 9-minute thing for the trailer too. It wasn't great, but
there's not much information.
Right. You're right. For a minute of content, there's not a whole lot to
I
go
still
on.
Think. What was it? Ghost Cop was the best thing I've ever done.
Did you download Threes?
Doug is threeing as we speak.
Yes!
It's real good.
I know that music.
The numbers make awesome noises when you swipe them together.
I turned that off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I just love the music.
Suikoden 2 is out this week on the PS3.
Hooray.
I think we announced that was also coming to PS4 and Vita later, but I think that game is notable, like, digitally just because it's been hard to get in the past. Like, I feel like copies of that go for, like, $100 historically or something
they
like
do.
That. So that's cool that exists. And then as far as I can tell, the last notable release of the year, Guilty Gear Xrd Sign is out on December 16th for the PS3 and PS4.
Have
you played the demo of that yet?
I haven't, but I should.
It is decent.
It still looks incredible.
It's a Guilty Gear game.
Yeah. So that part does not make me want to try it, but I still want to give it a shot, just because it's
it
so fucking pretty.
Really good, yeah.
God, that game is beautiful. I just love staring at it. It's so awesome. And that's it for releases. Nothing else is coming out for the rest of the year because it's fucking December and video games are done.
It's out already.
Video game dead.
Video games is dead.
See you in April.
Yep. So, Ian, that's going to do it. Anyone else have anything to share? Anybody have hot holiday plans?
Okay. I'm going to be making a video game and living in a house that's filled with boxes because we're redoing our kitchen. That's
been boxes.
Fun.
I got no plans to do nothing. Never. Fuck it.
I'm gonna cook a turkey for the first time in my life.
That's intense.
I'm going back to work.
I'm gonna get drunk as hell and talk trash to people from Erie, Pennsylvania, like they need it.
That sounds like a party, if I gotta be honest. Awesome. Well, yeah. Like I said, I'm assuming we'll have a little break because holiday times are busy. Lorraine and I will be working on a bunch of stuff. Everybody else has got things going on in general.
I already put in like a full day of work today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Lots of shit going on.
I don't have shit to do.
Fuck it.
I'm gonna take naps.
Yep. We're all gonna take naps. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
I'm gonna take naps and I'm gonna
eat,
play card games.
Open presents, hang out with people, nap.
I want sounds a present. Good.
Holidays. No presents. You got that.
You got that.
You got cupcakes. All right, well, I think that's going to do it.
No, it's a present.
Half a trick. Oh.
And not the half that spins.
No. Oh, God. So,
bisected vertically. Vertical dreidel.
Oh, my gosh.
What you get to the kid that was
dreidel divine.
Jewish.
It means you're half Jewish.
Oh my gosh. We're going to wrap the show up. If you guys want to know anything else about what we're up to or what we're working on, you can check us out at cubicorngames.com.
Yeah.
You can send us comments or questions to podcast@cubicorngames.com. And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
2015. We'll be back.
Probably.
Peace out, Hubby G Dogs. Y2K's coming.
We talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do the thing.
Just Google everything.
Do the thing.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.